With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to the January 14th edition of DraftKings Tournament Plays presented by Jock Market. I'm your host, Adam Scherer. You can find me on Twitter at ShipMyMoneyDFS. And as a reminder, use the code AWESOMO and receive a 100% deposit up to $50 on your first deposit to Jock Market. Today, we're going to take a look at five of the best tournament options on DraftKings. We have a nine-game slate tonight. Not a lot of news that we're waiting on right now. Certainly the potential for plenty of things to change, however, between now and lock. So as usual, ownership projections and player projections likely will change a bit between now and then. Be sure to tune into the Deeper Dive and Live Before Lock from 5 p.m. Eastern until 7 p.m. Eastern on our YouTube channel for more up-to-date information. But for now, taking a look at five of the top options early on DraftKings. Number five, Al Horford, $5,200. Has a 7% projected for 7% ownership with a 9% chance of being in the optimal lineup. He's power forward and center eligible. Horford has played really poorly recently, and I think it is legitimate to be concerned about rostering him because this isn't exactly a young player. There's a decent chance that, he was fresh at the beginning of the year, started out really well, and then sort of hit a wall and that he's going to struggle going forward. I think that's a legitimate concern, but for the season, he has averaged 1.05 DraftKings points per minute and 28.5 minutes per game in the games that he's played with Jason Tatum and Robert Williams active. They do have a matchup against the Sixers tonight where, one, there's the potential for Robert Williams to be in foul trouble dealing with Joel Embiid, and, or, two, the Celtics could elect to have Horford play more minutes to help to defend Joel Embiid. So there's a couple of ways that Horford potentially could see more minutes and maybe more productive minutes tonight as well. At $5,200, there is plenty of opportunity for success. You also don't have Marcus Smart tonight, so probably not a big deal for Horford, but maybe a little bit more in the way of playmaking responsibilities as well. Certainly not someone to feel overly confident in, but there's not a ton of standout options on tonight's slate. And right now, his salary is at a point where he makes sense in tournaments. Number four, Danilo Gallinari, one of two Hawks that I'm going to highlight here. He's $3,800. 7% projected ownership, 10% chance of being in the optimal lineup as a power forward option. He played about 26 minutes in the Hawks' last game. Atlanta traded Cam Reddish, so he clearly won't be available today. What we saw in the last game essentially was Onyeka Okongwu started in place of Clint Capella. John Collins was the backup center. Okongwu ended up playing about 24 minutes. Collins played all of the other minutes at center, which opened the door for Danilo Gallinari to get those extra minutes. If he plays 26 minutes again tonight at $3,800, he's going to look like a very good value. He's not guaranteed to get those minutes, and that's why the projected ownership is relatively low, but it's certainly in the range of outcomes for him. Similarly, at number three, Onyeka Okongwu, $4,000 center option, also projected for 7% ownership with a 10% chance of being in the optimal lineup. Two games ago, he started, played 38 minutes. Last game, he started, played 24 minutes. The good thing that I think we can take away from the last game for Okongwu was that Gorgui Dieng returned, but he was not in the rotation. So if Okongwu is playing well, there's still the possibility that he plays 30 minutes, Collins plays 18 center minutes, and then Collins plays more minutes at the four and takes those minutes from Gallinari. That is possible. You also could just get 24, 25 minutes from Okongwu, which at 4K, he still projects as a decent point per dollar option. The issue is that he's only a center, so it's kind of difficult to justify using that roster spot on 24 minutes of Okongwu. But what we're seeing right now in the ownership projections is that because Okongwu isn't guaranteed to play 30 minutes, and because Gallinari isn't guaranteed to play 26 minutes, there's not much ownership going to either one, when realistically, one of these guys is likely to play enough minutes to be a very good option at their respective salaries. Number two, Kevin Love, $6,200. This is another extremely risky play, but it does have a ceiling. He has only played about 20 to 21 minutes recently since the Cavs have become healthier, but he's only projected for 4% ownership, has about a 10% chance of being in the optimal lineup. The reason that his chances of being in the optimal lineup are so high are that he's still extremely productive when he's on the floor. He's averaged 1.38 DraftKings points per minute this season without Colin Sexton or Ricky Rubio on the floor. If he plays 20 to 21 minutes, that's still not really likely to get it done at 6,200, although, you know, certainly it could happen. But if Evan Mobley or Jared Allen were to get in foul trouble or roll an ankle or be benched for any variety of reasons, the Cavs' second unit plays well and plays extra minutes, whatever the reason may be, if Kevin Love is able to pick up, let's say, an extra 4 minutes here through any of a variety of potential circumstances, he ends up looking really good at this salary. So right now, because we don't have an abundance of just clear top options on this slate, taking chances on very good point per minute guys that have questionable playing time becomes a strategy that I like to employ. Love certainly fits that bill. Number one, Chris Paul, $7,900, projected for 9% ownership, 11% chance of being in the optimal lineup. He's point guard only, which makes it a little difficult to prioritize him, but also keeps the ownership in check. Not a great matchup against Indiana as far as pace goes. Indiana is a pace down spot for the Suns, but as I've mentioned before, you just don't have a lot of standout options at the top, in the mid-range, or at the bottom right now. And on slates like that, getting to the mid-range guys like Chris Paul that potentially can go for 50-plus fantasy points just always becomes pretty appealing, especially when you can get them at sub-10% ownership. So to recap, the top five tournament options on DraftKings as it stands right now: number five, Al Horford; number four, Danilo Gallinari; number three, Onyeka Okongwu, probably not in the same lineups as Gallinari; number two, Kevin Love; and number one, Chris Paul.